doing this podcast for you guys because I'm gonna wash my sour lodgers. I washed them once just with water, and I'm washing them with soap. I'm going to take a shower and everything. I got a few rubber bands here to section my hair off when I blow dry it, so we can start the process. The shampoo I'm going to use is shampoo. Do I need products for this or stuff? Nah. I think I'll just retwist it on damp hair. I don't want to use no products because I don't feel like going downstairs. First things first, I'm just going to like rough up my locks because they have tons of dandruff and there's like lint. My hair itches really bad. So I'm going to put this stocking cap on my head. And just gonna cover my whole head. So I'm gonna wash my sour locks from the pan. Hop into the shower because why not? Take a shower and wash my hair at the same time instead of like trying to like, you know. That's my nephew. I don't know if he's gonna pour it. I might went out there, but he's just with him. But yeah. Hop into the shower. It feels good to be washing my hair because my hair is dirty. I haven't washed my hair. I probably washed it one time. So let's hop into the shower. So, now that I'm in the shower, I know people say you should wait like a month to wash it off. I'm not doing that. So I'm just gonna drench the shower cap. I'm making sure my hair gets really soaking wet. I can bring you guys because this one is kind of small. Okay. So we're gonna like wet it one more time with some hot water. Well, warm water, by the way. But it's semi hot because. I'm going to go ahead and everything, get all in with my hair before I put the shampoo on here. I'm just shampoo first. Actually, my phone's on 13%. It's fine. I can just unplug it, get my shampoo, and I'm going to off of that. Oh, I'm hoping you guys can hear me. I'm off of my phone on top of something or on like the wall or something. Well, against the wall, but like, yeah, if you know what I mean. You know, I have like a metal bar in my bathroom so I can just stand it up on there. Making sure that I close my curtain properly. I don't want my hair to be wet. So before I get to like my shower routine, I'm making sure that my hair is drenched. So I'm gonna just take off the shower cap and just rinse it carefully and then put the shower cap back on because I need
My hair needs to be retwisted. That's what it is. I tried retwisting my hair the other day, but it didn't work. So we're gonna try these dancing knots and stretching with some rubber bands and hope for the best. I'm not using any product. Okay. I got my lock wrench. Go back on this shower cap. Not shower cap, my bad. Put back on this stocking cap. And then I'm just gonna squeeze. So I'm shampooing my hands. And all I'm gonna do is just lather up my hair. Make it close. So you guys can hear it at least. And then I'm gonna just get me a massage. Just into my scalp. This feels really good. My hair needs a good wash. Yeah, my hair is definitely dirty. I'm making sure to be as gentle as possible. We're gonna do two shampoo soap up. Trying to soak it up twice. Just taking all the dirt and stuff out of my hair. Oh, it's gonna be so dizzy. That's dizzy. Alright, so now I'm gonna shampoo another time. Make sure. I use a different kind of shampoo. I'm just trying to get my locks clean. So I'm gonna use that method. Second time you should get a good lather, but yeah. My hair is clean now. I'm gonna let this sit until I throw up. Couple of minutes. I'm gonna get my rag. I'm gonna go on my rag and soap up. That's so bad already, you guys know. Not quickly, but quickly enough where I can wash off this. Just throw my hair because I want to take my hair too long. Think I'm done. Soaking up. I'm going to give you guys an updated skincare routine on what I use for my skin and stuff. And skincare will be coming soon. Soap up and rinse off my skin and just take it. We're then going to remove the stocking cap just to make sure all the soap. We're going to get rid of the blow dryer there. Keeping my locks clean is very important to me. I know it can unravel, but hey. I'm gonna have to shower, take some decent folders. I'm gonna wet here. to unravel it.
We're just gonna leave the phone because at the end of the day, it's not gonna die. It's on 11%.
But unfortunately, I can't dry my phone at the same time. So I'm just gonna
the Ottawa beads.
The only reason why I'm drying it is because my hair takes a long time to dry. So it does, you guys. Okay. Come on, this is good. my hair very, very good. Help, Austin. I'm going to put on my clothes now. I'm going to put on my clothes and I'm going to try to section my hair in like 6 sections maybe. I guess my hair can still be damp. It's okay. It's all right. I wasn't going to dry Philly. I'm using these rubber bands. I got 1 section. I got to... gonna have to go upstairs and blow dry this thoroughly, and not thoroughly, but one can go right here. My hair's gonna take forever, I swear to you. Okay, so this one don't fit. All right, so we're gonna have to break this one into 2. Sections, and I only left like the middle. But yeah, my hair, we're gonna talk about unraveling because my hair unravels a whole lot. But it's okay, unraveling is definitely part of the locking process, so you shouldn't be scared for your unravel. All right, this is in 6 sections. And I left some out on the front. So I'm going to, actually, I'm going to do this style with heat because it's locks. I mean, I don't know. What I'm going to do. Let's put on this shirt and some leggings. Go upstairs, get my hair products, come back in this bathroom and do my hair for like 2 hours. It takes a long time to do. For some reason, for someone that got short hair, my hair sure does take a long time to do. It takes some time. Okay. Ouch. Okay. So I think what I'm gonna do is like apply the blow dry to the products and then retwist them into the bantu knot. If you don't know how to do a bantu knot, you just take your lock, twist it all the way to the end like you're doing a retwist, and you wrap it around itself, and there you have a bantu knot. Bantu knots. But what I'm gonna do is get the products because I'm the year. So go upstairs now and get these products and come back downstairs. Yeah, I'm going upstairs. Hi, my nephew's crying. I'm going to grab my products. The products I'm going to use are number 2 Americans Less Jam Extra Hold. This molding gel wax with tea tree oil. And I'm gonna put some neem oil in my locks and castor oil. So yeah. I'm gonna get my glass of water because let me put these somewhere so I can get a picture for you guys, because I'll be posting on Instagram when this podcast will be coming out. I'm so excited, you guys. Just have the motivation to do my hair today. It's a struggle. But if you know, you know. All right. So, lame oil, castor oil, and water.
So, yeah, we're gonna do it for the aesthetics. Because I know everybody loves a good picture. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is make sure, like, get some color in there. I'm also gonna make sure I turn on the flash. We're gonna take this picture. Yeah, window sill pictures don't come out all the way. All right. We're gonna make sure I got pictures of my hair too, because why not? If you know, you know. I look so ashy coming out the shower. All right, so that's because if I can get a decent picture of how my hair is really looking, take out these rubber bands for a second. Oh no, there's a lot of hair coming out of these. Okay. So we're just gonna take a picture of my hair before I retwist it, and I don't think I'm gonna be sectioning off my hair now with the rubber band. I just wanted to make sure my hair was dry properly. It's still damp, but I can still do something with it, so that's all that matters. We didn't get that much shedding in the rubber bands, but still. Okay, hair just come out of this thingy here. We gonna fluff it up and kind of like try to make it like air dried, but it needs to be retwisted because of the unraveling. So yeah. I also did what shedding because I touched my hair a lot, but nonetheless, we gonna stop touching it. I challenge myself, at least for the next month, don't touch your hair. Okay, the timer's on. I like to take pictures with my whole head down so you can see my hair and what it's really looking like. I mean, I just can't.
Oh wow, talk about
beauty. All right, so I got like two pictures. I'm gonna take more when I go to the bathroom. Why are you walking up here like you're out of breath, little boy? Because I'm going back downstairs. You want to be in the picture too?
No.
No picture for you?
Okay, I bend my tongue.
Look, you want to be in the picture?
No, thank you. I tried to fight your tiger.
Wait, where did I? That picture was crazy. I'm gonna take a picture.
I will see a true cutting the email.
You wanna take a picture?
It's that Power.
What? Put it down.
Elliot.
I'm not taking a picture of that. Excuse me.
She had a deep notion in the belly.
I'm sticking on my tongue. He's sticking my tongue on my mouth.
No, she's no sun in that.
Don't touch it. Don't start crying because I told you not to touch my juice. I'm going to do my hair, little boy. You're going downstairs, okay? Go. Let me get this bag that I had my hair products in. This green bag.
This green bag?
Yes, it's a green bag. Because I'm not bringing this. Gel, two oils. Nemo, you gotta kind of keep shaking it up. Gel. My Vaseline for my ashy lips.
Yep. My water. Water.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna go downstairs and get this retwist on and. Okay, all right, let's go down the stairs. It's love. It's cute. Let's go down the stairs. Yeah. All right, so I'm not in the bathroom yet. Jeremiah, come on. He sings that song by Stevie Lacy. I wish I knew you wanted me. Ooh, what you do? I want to do. I bite my tongue like a bad habit. No, I cannot really sing, you guys. But he sings that song. He's so cute. He's singing it. So, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm starting from the back. All I'ma do is put this right here. And we're gonna get started. I'm gonna sit down and do this. I kinda don't want to, so I'm not going to. Can you just stay in there while I do my hair? I'm going to watch it. My computer is upstairs. Yeah. Bring down the computer and put on Paw Patrol for him to watch. You want Paw Patrol? You're going to watch Paw Patrol with Kim on my computer, okay?
No.
Why are you telling me no, little boy? You're not telling me no. Kim's bringing down my computer. You're going to watch Paw Patrol, okay? You going to be a good boy for your auntie? Thank you. This is not ideal, but I'm going to use a rat tail comb just specifically for parting. Not that I'm combing out anything or anything like that, but yeah, I'm going to use it to like part my hair and stuff, make sure my fur's crispy clean. But yeah, I'm going to start from the back. And then, yeah. I'm going to put the products out because the oil's the last thing I'm using. Vaseline. Picture. I try to take as much pictures as I can, but yeah. You know how hard pictures can be getting taken because of the lighting and stuff, and the fact that my phone is jacked up, so no forward pictures, only camera pictures. The computer needs to charge. I'm gonna put I know you can stay on that. You can stay on the thing. I can computer press my phone. So I can plug in the ball jar. And this is like self percentage.
So yeah, okay.
So yeah, I think this is gonna come out really, really cute. Not really sure, but I'm gonna try some. My hair needs to be done for Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. So first things first. I'm gonna just take it. And what I'm gonna do is put a little bit of this gel on this the orange back for the try to like scoop it up. This gel gets hard. Immensely hard. A little bit of this gel goes completely on one. I'm gonna not put on the shiny gem cap, but open the shiny gem. I have some on the actual cap that is on. So what we do is I'm gonna take a little bit of both products, and I'm gonna blow dry this product so that it sticks better.
Mama.
What, Jeremiah?
Help me.
With what?
Help me.
What?
Help me.
You stuck? There you go. You got the help. Go. I'm right here, okay? All right. So, paper dresses. So, I have both products on my finger. I'm going to just turn this one high. I'm applying heat so that it sticks faster. So I applied some heat. I'm gonna take it, smooth down the lock as much as possible now. Regardless if it comes unraveled or not. Oh well, it's gonna unravel regardless. So, and then I'm gonna apply heat. And then when I get ready to wrap it around, so then when I get ready to wrap it around, it actually sticks better. And holds. And I think this would have come out way. Okay, so I'll try this again. Okay. I'm starting from the back. Okay, so I got one down. we just gonna start from wherever. No specific spot, but I think this reach is gonna come out really, really cute. If it holds well because of the heat, then I'll be good. Yes.
I have to brush my teeth. What time is it?
10:35. Why can't I go back to it? So, I haven't sectioned off my hair. What I am going to do is take the comb and just use it as a separator to my hair, because I kind of need my hair to be separated for this. So, first things first, I'm going to try to use this comb to like separate it so my parts come out better, but if not, then I'll just stick the comb in my hair. Whatever. So first things first, I'm getting some of the gel first. Just a little bit. You don't need a lot. A little bit of this stuff goes a long way. And then we get some shiny jam. And then I'm gonna apply it to my fingertips. Heat it up for like 2 seconds. Take my lock. Apply it to my lock thoroughly. Take it, retwist it all the way down, and then take it and roll it around. That's how you do a banter knot. I'm making sure to take my time with these because I want these to come out so nice. Because one, I don't have time to do my hair every day, every minute. So I'm making sure that I take that time to retwist the first one. All right. So we gonna use my fingers to separate my hair because the comb won't actually work. All right, so I'm gonna do the second one. What I am gonna do is take the comb and kind of like push my locks to the side so I can get that space. And we're gonna do the second one. A little bit of the gel first, then the shining jam, right? Because you only need a little bit. Apply my hair. Just a little bit. Take it, take my hair, retwist it all the way down. I think this hairstyle's gonna come out so cute. Then we're gonna take it, depending on what side I am, just wrap it around. So that's how you basically do a banter knot. You guys can check out like YouTube videos and stuff for this, but take out this comb real quick. I'm making sure to wrap it tight enough to my liking. Not extremely tight, but tight enough. Because I want it to stay. Why is it so hard to get around? Okay. Also, I did two. Oh, wow. They actually look cute from what I'm seeing. All right. We're going to do this back row like this. Take this comb, push it up. We're going to do the second one. This is the third one. So this is the one next to this one I just did. We're going to take a little bit down. A little bit shiny jam. I wonder how long this is really about to take me to do, because it's 10:47. So. Apply the heat. Take the hair. We're going to twist. Twist it up. These banter knots better last me like a good 2 months. Because just gonna be
this is coming out really, really cute. I'm just saying that because, like, I want to hype myself up while I'm doing this. Okay, this one though, I'm gonna redo this one because this one I want it to be a little more tight. Okay, so I can't really. Okay, so I did three. Wow, and they feel very secure. Look at that last one, but it's okay. It doesn't have to be exactly secure. We're gonna do this fourth one. Because I have 168 locks, you guys. I did my lock count already when I did my last retouch, which is back in October. So we're gonna take our product. Apply the product. We're gonna take it. And that's basically how they. I want it to be a little tighter. You can do them as tight as you want. I want them to be tight enough to where I feel it just a little bit. I don't want it too tight, but I want it tight enough for it to feel like it's secure. Okay. I'm gonna do this one right here now. Down. Make sure you apply enough. Twist all the way down. I retwist all the way to the very end. Oh wow, this actually looks really cute. Alright, so I did one. This one, I don't know what's wrong with it. It's not gonna stay. So I'm gonna have to just keep on. Yeah, because I kind of need it. And they unravel pretty easily. Just take them from the thing that you did it from. And that's how you unravel them. Okay, so this one is a little bit more secure. Alright, on to the next one. I'm gonna start from, because I did four in the back. I don't want to start directly from the back. Kind of want to start from the side. So I'm gonna start from my right side. And use my hands as a parting system, because each one I part is gonna be directly next to it, so my parts are equal. All right, so we got a little bit of gel. You take enough to the desired amount that you need. Melt it until you can like feel it, because you'll feel it pretty quickly. Take it and twist it all the way down like you're retwisting your hair. Then once you get to the very end, take it, wrap it around yourself. Making sure that no other hair gets to it, because sometimes that can interfere with another lock and that can cause, you know, problems in your lock journey, because you'll have loose hairs in different types of locks. So what I'm doing is making sure that I actually separate my hair. I use my hand and I get the part. I'm also going to use the back of this comb, or, well, technically, yeah, the front of it. I'm going to use the front of it to push my hair away and get the hair that I want for this next one. Okay. All right. So making sure. I'm gonna put this comb. I'm not combing out my hair. Put this comb tightly in the back of my hair. Actually, I'll just take it out. Comb doesn't really work like that. But I'm gonna use my fingers and separate my hair anyways. Okay. Gel. A little bit of shiny jam. Put it on the hair, whatever. If you got loose natural hair, this will be a lot more easier, but I got locks. So I got locks that unravel too. So if they unravel, it's fine. You can just retwist them the same way. Making sure to like really hold it down tight enough so the hair goes around it. Tightly. Not tight, but tightly enough where it's secure. Okay, so we're gonna do this next one. I'm still on my right side because I figured I don't want to really start from the back, because doing the back of my hair and then east out is different. So, starting from the side and then heading towards the back makes more sense. I mean, because I could do the back a little bit quicker, but I don't feel like doing all that.
I need help.
Hold on, Emma. Hold on.
Hold on.
He just shuts the door. Okay, I'm making sure the lock that I'm actually retwisting. So I just gently just part my hair, separate it where I feel it's best. Stuff like that. It's really just eyeballing when it comes to parting. That's how people are doing. They're eyeballing it. They are not getting straight parts unless they're using a comb, but I'm not using a comb. Because a comb won't stay in my hair. So yeah. Making sure to twist them as tight to my desired. They don't hurt. It's just if you retwist too tightly, yeah, it'll cause some pain. But no, they're not hurting because I'm retwisting it to how tight I want it. And they're easy to unravel. All you just gotta like lift up the part that you did it out, basically. That should easily unravel. Okay, yeah, I pay attention to detail. All right. So, go over here now. I'm still in the same section, you guys.
lock size to me doesn't really matter whether my locks are big or small. They're all gonna be the same size. I mean, some locks are smaller than others, but lock size don't really matter. As long as my locks are healthy and they're locked and they're long. My hair's not long, but yeah. Create a nice little gel. All right, so that's it. Basically, these are done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I did 5 right there. Go on to this next one. And it's kind of difficult to do these because it's like you don't want to like interrupt other spaces where you've already retwisted. If that makes sense. But yeah. So I got this next one. A little bit of gel. The jam, and when I'm done, I'm gonna oil my scalp and then put heat on it more and like let it sit until like the next day, which is tomorrow. Okay, all right, so we got this next one. Once you got your section separated for this lock, you just make sure that you keep it separated by using your hands. I mean, you could try using a comb, but like, I don't want to have no comb around my locks anyways. Make sure I don't have no other loose hairs from any other locks, because that also can happen too. I mean, it's okay, but it also does happen. And this one, okay. All right, I'm gonna start on this one, which is right next to that one that I just that unravel. Don't worry, it'll all come together. And the jam, put them together. You could put them together or you could have them separate, but they're gonna go together. Here, another one. We're getting somewhere. Slowly but surely. Any remaining gel that stays on my fingers, I'm just gonna heat it up and twist because I'm not gonna take too much. I mean, I'm getting somewhere just by looking at it. It's looking cute. So I think this is a great product combo. Both of these gels are lightweight. Shiny Gem is very lightweight. We don't want to put too much of either. But a little bit can definitely go a long way, my friends. Okay. Okay, all right. I got some more with that one. Okay, the next one is gonna be. Any loose hairs from another one into that one? Because again, okay, I'm gonna need this hair to go. Okay, all right. So the next one's gonna start over here, towards the back. Black hair is like so difficult because I can't really see back there. I'm not using mirror like that, so. But I really know I'm doing a good job because the order that it goes into, like it falls in order. Alright, so the next one. Making sure I get no more than the other one. For this one. Okay, I'm gonna secure base, but a lot of them. And one line next to that one. Let me tell you, unraveling is no freaking joke. Unraveling makes people not want to get locks though. Maybe they get it. This one right next to this one that I had that's unraveling right now as I speak. Okay, so the back is looking all right. I'm gonna sit down for like a few seconds after this. Yeah. It's starting to hurt me. So, I've been told 1, 2, 3, 4. Four, yeah, this counts as 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It is 12, 13. I'm gonna redo this one real quick. I think it's good. I mean, it's okay if it unravels, but like, I don't want them to unravel. Not 13. It took me 20 minutes to do 13 of them. Alright, so I'm gonna come back up here to tweak the front. Do this one right here. This one is right. Well, it's right next. Well, it's right next to this one, yeah. What are you doing with my computer charger, little boy? Go plug it in and charge the thing. Go. I'll be right back. Turn on my computer so my phone charges. If I'm with my computer charger out the wall. And, he charges his computer.
Don't plug it in. Don't plug it in.
All right. Help them set them in the bed and everything. So, trying to make sure this computer stays on while I'm charging my phone. Okay. All right, so I got 26 minutes. 13 of them. Okay. On to this one right here. Yeah, I got the gel, got the shining jam. So, okay, so that one's good. I'm gonna go from the front towards like the middle now. Okay, so that one came out cute. That one came out real small. The locks in front of my head are gonna be way smaller. I'll do the one right next to it. A little bit of jam, some jam. Ooh, I took a little bit too much jam. Put some back. Because when you're playing, it should be like warm consistency. It shouldn't be too hot. It should be hot just enough to be applied. And then
Because I'm going to apply heat to this afterwards to make them, like, stay. That's the only reason why. Okay. All right, move on to the next one, which is curl cements. What I'm going to do is just part right here. Diagonally or whatever the case may be, but it's gonna be right next to it anyway, so came over real cute. Right, the next one. Making sure my parting in the front is at least straight for the most part, because I got unraveling all over, but mostly unraveling is in the front, in the middle. I mean, and in the back, but not so much the back, but the middle and the front, yeah. We're gonna make sure our parts are straight. I'm gonna make sure my parts are straight. Dang. A whole 32 minutes later. Still not done. I started like at 10 something. 10:30, I think I started. Hey, if your hair takes hours, you are doing something right. Because no hairstyle should take no longer than 5 minutes or 10 minutes tops, but it's been 2 months on starter locks and I've had 4 months. So, that one came out so nice. I like that one. All right, now we're gonna move on to the other side, which is my left side. Start over here. This gel, a little bit of this stuff goes a long way. Just like tap your fingers and put some on there and you have a lot on your hands. I'm trying to gym, you gotta kind of dig a little bit, but alright, so that's good enough for me. Again, I'm using my hand to separate my parts so I can see, make sure I don't get no extra hair that's not supposed to be there. Thank you. Wait a minute. Don't touch this one.
Completely mermaid.
Yeah, I need to sit down. For this one. Just this one. Well, no, it's not. I'm through. Like, I need to sit down for it. Maybe because it's the way that I'm. Angling. Yeah, it's the way that I'm angling. My head. Okay, so that's good enough. That's good. It was the way that I was angling my head, but it came out good. I'm gonna do this one right here, right next to it. Oh, you can see my scalp. You can see my scalp on this one. So yeah, that's how I know I'm doing it right. But yeah. I'm just showing my locks some love. Why is this computer, yo? I hate my computer sometimes. My computer not going to stay on. Okay, all right. So, who? And for this, you definitely want to know how to, like, tilt your head. Not, like, all the way, but, like, tilt it so that it's comfortable when you're actually doing. Oh my gosh. This one will come and let me sit down for this one. Cause that's where, like, if you're doing your left side, you gotta switch your head left. But I always thought it was like opposite direction. So, yep. I'll see you in a few minutes. Alright, you guys. I'm left out to meet the video. I'm like, my feet hurt, my hands hurt. And I'll come back at 12:30.
I said 12, but. Twelve thirty it is. I'm gonna tie this down and then come back at 12:30 and get my hair.
To lay down. No, I'm not done yet. I still have a lot to do.
Hold on,
I'm tied on my scarf.
Well, not tied on my scarf, I didn't mean that, but tied on my hair.
So it stays, whatever I did do. Stays neat. Yep. Put some chapstick on. And this is a little Vaseline right here. Because Ashley looks wet. Ain't no way.
So I'll see you at 12:30.